A night to celebrate the First Amendment, abruptly ended by a gunman permitted by the Second Amendment to own those weapons. Gun violence is not new in America, but the threat of violence is now a cost of public life. It permeates our politics. Last month, Supreme Court Justice Roberts publicly appealed for personal attacks on judges to stop. U.S. Marshals report there were 564 threats last year. And nearly 15,000 against lawmakers, staff, and their families, according to U.S. Capitol Police. Multiple Trump cabinet members now live on military bases for their own protection. No such fortress for the federal and state officials who face growing number of threats in communities across the country. There's a marked increase in harassment and threats of physical violence to journalists in the U.S. from the very public they are working to inform. As the nation wonders how to keep the next gunman out, let's also reflect on how we let this hate in, how we stop it from corroding our democracy and grasp onto our civility before we lose it.